stepping back, what are the biggest successes and biggest failures of the World Heritage Convention?
I think it's a success that it's as popular as it is and that people actually want to do it and come and play with it and so on. The success brings a lot of problems with it, and I think most of the successes and most of the failures have two sides to them. That's life. Dresden, I would see as a failure because we've lost a World Heritage Site. But on the other hand, it's a bit like shooting Admiral Byng pour encourager les autres. It's made people more conscious of the fact that sites can actually get removed from the World Heritage List, and that may help us, for example, in Liverpool, which is close at the moment. The Oryx Sanctuary was a failure as well, where the state party decided that going for oil was better than going for keeping World Heritage. At least that's how I interpreted it. As I said, the convention is place-based, which means that the triumphs are not big ones, they're individual. You have a particular site which is better conserved than it might have been. You have a particular site where a development is prevented. You have a particular site where people understand it better. And those are difficult to add up and total. But I think, on the whole, it's been a success. Failures, politicisation, which means we're getting sites on the World Heritage List, which, to the views of many, quite plainly don't have outstanding universal value. There's some politicisation of state of conservation as well, but it's always going to be political. It's between states, parties, and people will use the levers they've got in order to get the results they want or to avoid results they don't want. And if they see that being political and lobbying works, then they're going to be political and lobby. But on the whole, I think it's a force for good. Over-bureaucratic, over-politicised, but still good.